With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Santa Cruz's main water source is once again running low. So this week, citywide water restrictions went into effect. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Santa Cruz Water Conservation Manager Toby Goddard stands along a stretch of the San Lorenzo River just north of downtown Santa Cruz.
And what we're seeing here is a river that's running approximately half the normal rate for this time of year.
The San Lorenzo River is the city's main source of water. Although we had rainy days this winter and spring, it wasn't enough. Now the river is running low. So the city is asking people to conserve water. This is the sixth time in the past 10 years that Santa Cruz has needed water restrictions. Goddard says the most important one is no yard watering between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
It's just natural when it warms up, people start to irrigate. So we're trying to regulate that aspect of urban water use.
The city is also offering rebates to residents who will replace their green lawns with drought-tolerant plants. It's $1 for every square foot removed. People have been taking the city up on that offer. Ayla Mills is the nursery manager at Central Coast Wilds, a native plant nursery. She says drought-tolerant plants have multiple benefits.
There's a high price to pay for water, and if you are using plants that use less of it, you're saving money and you're also helping to benefit our water resources here in California.
The city is hiring someone to enforce the watering rules. Residents who violate them will be fined. The restrictions are in place through October. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.